ladies and gentlemen, let's get ready to fish fry. Howdy, this here is Amelia's Weekly Fish Fry, and I'm your host, Amelia Dalton from eejournal.com. We're talking about senses this week, yours, mine, and that bug over there. Yep, you heard me right. I said bug. We're talking about the most recent technological breakthroughs in touchscreens, artificial compound eyes, and odorous iPhone accessories. Yeah, you'll want to stick around for that one. Oh, but wait, before all of that good stuff, I've got a Freescale Saber Light board to give away this week, courtesy of our good friends at Newark Element 14. I know you want one. Heck, I do too. So head on over to element14.com/fishfry to enter to win. Let's talk about how we see, and how we teach our robots to see. Have you heard about this new artificial eye technology being developed in Europe? Oh man, it's cool. So, a consortium of European researchers have recently developed a curved artificial compound eye called the Curvace. The goal of this new artificial eye technology is to develop a new field of sensors that utilize the architecture of a compound eye, the type of eye found in insects and other arthropods. But what makes the compound eye so cool, and especially cool for robotic and MEMS applications? Well, let's step back a second. Most camera technology today is based on simple eye technology. A box, a lens at one end, a retina at the other. Easy. But compound eyes, they're a completely different bag, or eye in this case. They're actually a complex mosaic of lots of tiny but completely functional eyes. And the biggest downside of the compound eye and why humans don't have them is because the overall resolution of the compound eye, due to its complex segmentation, is much lower than the simple one. On the other hand, resolution aside, compound eyes do have a lot of super cool aspects that could be truly awesome when implemented in your new house cleaning robot, for instance. They are good at motion detection, and the field of vision can be a lot larger because of the cross-section of the compound eye is so thin. Okay, yes, the Curvace isn't the first venture into compound eye technology. But what sets aside Curvace away from the rest of the pack is a much faster DSP and a much deeper emulation of the architecture itself. Curvace accomplishes this by a process that includes laying down three different layers of separately produced arrays: a neuromorphic photodetector array, a microlens array, and a flexible PCB, on top of each other that all end up being less than a millimeter thick. As you can undoubtedly imagine, the fabrication process of the Curvace wasn't exactly easy. We're talking about aligning optical and photoreceptive components on a curved surface here, folks. And you thought your last board layout was hard. Okay, so how'd they do it? First, the arrays were stacked, and then they were cut and bent to create a mechanically flexible image. And then they embedded a programmable low-power signal processor with high temporal resolution. The end result, after lots of prototypes, we can only guess, was a very small robotic eye, smaller than your average coin, that has an undistorted, panoramic, hemispherical field of view. The consortium also claims that the Curvace has a nearly infinite depth of field, doesn't blur images or have any aberrations, and automatic eye reduction is included as well. Okay, I added that last one. Right now, there are four families of Curvace artificial compound eyes: cylindrical, active, spherical, and tape compound eyes, and you should be looking to use one in your next robotic project. I'm just saying. If you want any further information about the Curvace eye, check out the link on this week's Fish Frying page on eejournal.com. All right, how many times has this happened to you? Say you're working on a presentation with an associate. Maybe via IM. Maybe it's early in the morning, and maybe you haven't had your coffee yet. And you try to use your laptop screen as a touch screen. And thank goodness there was no one around to see that. Phew. Shar Narsimhan, Senior Product Marketing Manager from Atmel, is joining me today, and we're chatting about the newest advances in touchscreen technology. Check it out. Thank you so much for joining me today, Shar.
My pleasure. Thanks for having us.
So I hear Atmel is releasing a new MaxTouch T-Series family. Tell me more about this new family.
This is our next generation MaxTouch microcontroller. It has a revolutionary new architecture that allows both self and mutual capacitance and allows ultra-low power consumption in very noisy environments. We are launching the MXT2952T, which is the world's first ultra-low power single-chip solution for 15.6-inch Windows 8 displays.
So, Shar, this new microcontroller fits into your general human interface solutions, right? Tell me how that integrates into this solutions.
Atmel is moving beyond just touch. We are very well known for the success that we've had in the MaxTouch microcontroller family, but now we're introducing MaxStylus, which is our active pen solution or active stylus solution. We've also recently introduced XSense, which is our ITO alternative FLM material that allows edgeless displays and flexible displays. And we also announced MaxFusion, which is our integrated sensor fusion technology. All of these user interface solutions are now integrated into the MaxTouch T series. So we take touch beyond just touch. It's a whole extra dimension of interaction. It includes motion, it includes active stylus, and it includes new industrial form factors.
Very cool. Okay, Shar, let's circle back to this ultra low power business you're talking about. Give me more details about that. What do you mean by ultra low power?
So we can meet Intel's 100 milliwatts guideline for 15.6-inch displays with Windows 8 requirements in noisy environments. So we translate that as 10 plus 5 touches in noisy environments all the way out to 15.6 inches, and we can come in below that guideline of 100 milliwatt. So we've incorporated a great number of technologies that allow us to do this, including a dual architecture, both self and mutual capacitance, native FLM support, and dual analog and digital filtering.
Well, I think that's all I have time for today. Thank you so much for joining me today, Shar. It was a pleasure speaking with you.
Thank you for your time.
Have you ever thought, hey, what if I could send a text message and a smell at the same time? What if I could send a specific scent along with that, where the heck are you, it's been 30 minutes, instant message? Well, lucky you, and said recipient of that text message, Japanese company Chaku Perfume Company Limited has just the iPhone accessory for you. And we'll chat about why you thought that was a good idea in the first place later. Chaku Perfume's signature slogan is, create a 4D conversation. All right, so what's the deal? Well, Chaku Perfume is launching an attachment that will hook into your iPhone called the Chat Perf attachment. Slotted to be unveiled in September, the Chat Perf attachment will hook into your headphone jack and allow text messages or email notifications to be accompanied by a signature smell. The device contains a swappable scent tank atomizer, and yes, as you probably have guessed, the recipient of said text message or email will also need to have the appropriate scent tank installed. Gosh, just imagine what the black hat guys could do if they got a hold of this. Coming in at a mere $50, I think this would be a perfect gift for, someone. I'm just not sure who yet. You know what else is a perfect gift? The Freescale Saber Lightboard. That's what. And look at that, I've got one to give away this week, courtesy of my good friends at Newark Element 14. And all you have to do to enter to win one of these super cool boards is head on over to element14.com/fishfry to enter. This super cool kit features the powerful IMX6 quad-core multimedia application processor from Freescale Semiconductor. Freescale's IMX6 quad ARM Cortex-A9 application processor encompasses a quad-core platform running up to 1 GHz with 1 MB of L2 cache and 64-bit DDR3 2-channel 32-bit LPDDR2 support, integrated FlexCAN, MLB buses, PCI Express, and SATA 2 provide excellent connectivity, while integration of LVDS, MIPI DisplayPort, MIPI camera port, and HDMI make this an ideal platform for leading-edge consumer, automotive, and industrial multimedia applications. The Saber Lightboard measures only 3.25 inches by 3.25 inches, so it's a very compact board, but takes full advantage of the features of the IMX6 quad processor. The board has integrated 1 gigabyte of 64-bit wide DDR3 and 2 megabytes of SPI flash, and brings together a number of different interfaces for peripheral connecting. This board is a ready-to-run platform with ported Linux 3.0.15 or Android 4.04. And again, if you want one of these super cool development kits of your very own, head on over to element14.com/fishfry, or you can click the link on this week's Fish Fry page on eejournal.com. Well, that's all there is for this week's Fish Fry. Remember, if you want any further information about the stories covered in today's show, head on over to eejournal.com and look for this week's page. Oh yes, check us out on Facebook at Facebook/EEJournal and on Twitter at EEJournalTFM and also on Google+. Thank you everyone for tuning in. If you know of any cool new technology, any fun EE conference, yes, I'll see you at DAC next week in Austin, all right, or the best geeky hotspot in your hometown, shoot me a line at amelia@techfocusmedia.com or post a comment on our forums on eejournal.com. For the week of May 31st, 2013, I'm Amelia Dalton, and you've been fried.